This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A man from Colorado is one of two cases in the U.S. of a rare monkeypox-associated encephalomyelitis. That's inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. CU Anschutz scientist Dr. Dan Pastula published a report with the CDC. He says he'd like to get the word out to clinicians and high-risk communities.
In the LGBTQ community, that they can take steps to prevent monkeypox virus infection, right? So we have a vaccine, that Jynneos vaccine, that's both safe and effective.
Monkeypox is rare, but it can be serious. It's spread from person to person when someone who has it is in close contact with someone else. Three Colorado police officers left a woman in a patrol vehicle Friday night while searching her car. CPR's Paolo Schalsetter reports that within minutes, the cruiser was struck by a train.
A Platteville police officer pulled over the 20-year-old woman in Weld County for an alleged road rage incident involving a gun. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says two Fort Lupton officers later placed her in the back of a squad car, which was illegally parked on train tracks. The suspect suffered serious injuries when a train slammed into the car a few minutes later. She was taken to a Greeley hospital, but her current condition is unknown. The Platteville police officer involved is on administrative leave while an investigation is underway. I'm Paolo Schalsetter, CPR News.
Summer-like weather is again in the forecast tomorrow, and then a cold front comes and brings cool and wet weather to Colorado Wednesday, the first day of fall. This is CPR.